AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Federal health officials are issuing long-awaited guidance to people who have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Only about 10% of the population is fully vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the new guidance is those who are can visit each other.
It's small gatherings indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing.
It's the same for visiting those at low risk for severe COVID-19. Walensky says grandparents can visit their unvaccinated but healthy kids and grandkids. The CDC says fully vaccinated people should still wear masks and practice social distancing in public while avoiding crowds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was at a mass vaccination site at the Javits Center in New York City.
We are now at the end, at the beginning of the end. Why? Because we have a vaccine that can stop the virus.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked, with the coronavirus relief bill moving through Congress, when will relief checks be appearing in the mail?
The Treasury Department is working on what this looks like and what the processing looks like. As the president said on Friday, we expect a large number of Americans to receive relief by the end of the month.
Psaki says President Biden will deliver a primetime address Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus shutdown. Georgia's state Senate is set to vote on legislation that would roll back voting access, limiting absentee voting to people 65 and older, those with a disability, and people who will be out of town election day, ending broad, no-excuse absentee voting. The Biden administration is reversing a Trump administration policy that weakened enforcement of a century-old law that protects most bird species. This is AP News. Women across Europe are marching, protesting, and singing on International Women's Day.
Hundreds of people gather at an Athens rally, a march to mark this year's event. Amidst the pandemic, women have faced increased challenges in Greece and beyond. While in Rome, there's a protest against the increase in violence to women and gender inequalities, which have been amplified in the crisis. And Spain sees static protests, bicycle rides, and small-sized events creatively organized to prevent gatherings that could trigger a new spike in COVID-19 cases. Back in Athens, women and a few men sing, dance, and play instruments in front of the Greek Parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gonzaga remains number one in the AP men's college basketball poll in its bid to go wire to wire. The last team to do that, Kentucky in 2014 and 2015. Baylor is the number two team. Ed Donahue, AP News.